Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how you doing this morning? Good, thank you. Okay.
That's it?
Well,
because you knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. I have an idea.
I tell the guy at work, who we know very well, he always asked me, how are you? And I said, will you do me a favor? Don't ask that question.
Doesn't stop us, huh?
Yep. No, that's for sure. It is Saturday, April 17th.
24th.
Is it the 24th?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I got a deep problem here.
You're close.
Today's the 24th?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All day.
Okay. All right. What time in the morning is it?
It's 10:04.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you say that because you're
behind. Yeah, I know. That's what happens when you get here a little bit late. And we do say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if there is a sporting event, we'll be on after the sporting event. The show is also available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapriston.com. This time, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and there's years of shows there. But if you want the most recent show, that's what you're looking for. That's obviously there, too.
So people can go to that site,
right,
and when they're done watching all the Oscar-nominated movies and Netflix and Hulu and HBO Max and Amazon, then they can listen to our shows, right?
Exactly.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do that.
I'm sure.
And also, finally, last but not least, at the website every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, light this week on economic news, but they go into some of the positives that affected the market, the vaccine. They talk about the need for jobs. They talk about that people are looking to hire people, but it becomes a little difficult because people are making a lot of money.
It's his fault. Where'd that come from?
I didn't do anything.
I have no idea.
Okay. See, I was reading the sheet from last week.
Excuses.
I don't know why that was here. I want the audience.
I'm telling
I want the audience to know that I didn't lose my mind. I haven't forgotten everything, right?
It's going to take more than that.
Yeah, right.
But what did I tell you when we walked in this morning?
What did you tell me?
You didn't know it was 2 minutes to 10.
2 minutes to 10. I said
you were abducted by aliens.
No, I said I am an alien.
Yeah, you know. There you go.
Let's redo the beginning of the show.
Yeah, well, let's start. Again. Can we replay this thing?
Yep.
You know, just push the restart button.
Do the backwards noise.
Right now, phone lines are open because you don't have the phone numbers, I guess, but it's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Speaking of phone numbers.
So yes.
Did you realize that now you're going to have to start using the 716 area code to dial numbers?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Going to have to do it. That's why in my phone, Peter.
Is this another?
For all my contacts, I always have the area code
on there. Yeah.
I am so far ahead of myself.
Is this another Biden executive order or what?
How biased you are. No, it has to do with the national suicide
hotline.
Oh,
does it? Okay.
Yeah, so.
If for some reason you don't want to give us a call, you don't like talking on the radio, you can go to our website. There's a chat box there. So once again, if you go to sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Chat. You're all set. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Jim in Derby. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. Question on a preferred stock, VIACP.
VIACP. CP, right?
Viacom, I'm assuming.
Let me just see. There we go. That came up, believe it or not. Okay. Do you own it? You're looking to buy it? Or?
Yeah, a small position.
Well, you just hasn't been out very long. Could I see a drop from like 27? No, not 27. 87. These glasses are going back. 87. I'm trying out new glasses.
Well, you probably got to clean them.
Well, these normally I buy $1 glasses. Yeah.
These are expensive ones.
These were $25 glasses, right?
Oh, you got taken.
They're trifocal readers. But anyway, we don't want to go into all of that. So anyway,
you got to move your head up and down,
yeah,
and then you'll get
it. Dropped
used to it.
From 87 all the way down to 59, and just gave a buy signal. Very.
So this is $100 par, I think, right?
Yeah, must be. Yeah.
Wow. Don't quote me on that. I cut you back.
With the buy signal.
With the buy signal,
you have a potential price target based on the charting method of 85, which would take it up to the old high. So it looks very interesting here, to say the least, because it did give a buy.
Do you follow?
What's that?
Do you follow that common stock?
No, they got killed.
It's been in the news, yeah.
Yeah, they got killed with the that fund that got over leveraged, you know.
Archegos.
And they had to dump all the stock, and you know that sets off a chain reaction.
I'm sure that's what happened here.
Yeah, definitely.
It's too nude for me.
I think it's a tremendous company. You know, no question about that. And maybe it got overpriced, when it got all the way up to, it got up, near 100 or something like that?
This?
No, not that, the common.
Oh, yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It might have been overpriced, but I think, this created a buying opportunity.
Okay. I don't follow media stocks, so.
Do we know for sure this is a preferred? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It says it is.
Okay, you have it on yours? Okay.
Yeah.
I already had called on Bank of America last week.
Yeah.
I guess they issued a bond or something thereabouts.
They issued a bond?
Well, they have bonds all the time.
All the time, I know, yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to buy a bond.
No, I think they went out and they did a bond offering and brought in like $25 billion, at a low rate.
Why? What were you interested in? The bond itself? Or? I mean, but Bank of America's
well,
got
I'd be interested in getting a dividend raised before they went out. And,
Yeah. I would say if they did a bond issue and they brought money in, that eventually that should help them toward dividends and everything, you know, and looking at the dividends. So I think, eventually they will raise the dividend. I mean, business is good for the banks right now.
All right. I just thought maybe Art would want to read up on that.
Okay.
He's a great contributor.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure he's out there someplace. So we'll hopefully hear from him there. But thank you for calling. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and you're all set. Type a question, type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with the symbol. What are you typing there?
I'm working.
Oh, you're working? Okay.
Yes, but we do have one in the chat room, if you want.
Slow day to begin.
It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, they're out mowing the lawns again.
I don't know about that. It's awful.
They're all running back to Lowe's and Home Depot to buy plants to to replace the ones that got killed in the frost.
I know. A friend of mine was telling me, a young guy, he said, I talked to him on Wednesday. He goes, I planted grass. And I said, way too early. Ground's too warm. You can't do that. You can't do that until May sometime.
Exactly. So, but people do it every year. I laugh my head off, but so be it. It's my one simple pleasure. Anyway, what's on the chat box?
Yeah, somebody wants to know your feelings on HMBL.
Really? Humble? On Humble? Is that Humble?
I don't know. I can't find it on one. Yeah, it is Humble. Yeah, can only find it on stock charts.
Yeah,
closed at $1.65. I just hate these penny stocks.
Look at it. I mean, it's been killed. So this is a wild speculation. I do all your research into it. I've forgotten. I've seen a lot of news on the company, but I have no idea. I don't really follow it really, but.
It's not very humble. It's been humbled by the price drop.
Well, it went from 25 cents up to 7.50, and it looks like it could be headed back there again. But, it's got a possible support between where it is now down to 25 cents. So, do your own research and decide. I mean, if you're really confident in it, you could set up a strategy, buy a little if it drops a little more, but not a lot, In other words, you only want to do this with money you can afford to lose. An aggressive buyer could buy it on a reversal up to two. Where to close anyway?
$1.65.
Yeah. So if it went up to two, and then you could get out or reevaluate at one. A lot of leeway as to what you could do with it. But. Obviously, there's no buy signal on the chart, but it did hit old support. Seems like it's trying to bounce out of it. So once again, do your own research and come up with a plan if you really want to buy it.
Oh, this is the one that was TSNP or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Somebody calls in once in a while about it, so. Not sure.
Yeah. I mean, if it does rally up, it's going to have a lot of resistance around, say, 2.75 or so. So we shall see. Keep an eye on it.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
You're becoming our savior every week, huh?
Well, I want to. You guys give me a lot of good information, and hopefully, I can take some advantage with.
That's very nice of you.
Appreciate it.
That.
Yep.
Okay, so stockcharts.com.
Yep.
Once a week, they have a 5 for 5, and they'll bring on a guest technician. And he'll basically run through five charts and tell you what, you know, technically what he likes about it. It's a really nice feature. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
This past week, they brought on my favorite guy. His name is Joe Rabil, R-A-B-I-L.
Hmm.
He's on maybe once a month. This guy, I just love this guy. He's a real, real sharp guy. He knows how to explain things. And it's usually about 12, 13 minutes. Well, he brought up this chart. Your boxes, and if you could give me opinion on it. I like the chart a lot. It's Harry Catt, C-A-T.
What was that?
I don't know. What you're not talking Caterpillar.
No.
You cut out.
First letter, H-C-A-T.
Oh, Harry H-C-A-T. Harry Catt.
Yeah.
Could have been Harry Catt, and I don't know. Anyway.
All cats are hairy.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, not really. There are those hairless ones.
So he liked it. Oh, okay.
Thank Health God. Catalyst.
Thank God the right one came up.
So I put my 5, 10, 20, 50 in this thing. I think this is a beauty to when it comes back to hit the 20, put a buy stop in at the high of the flag. That's the plan.
Okay. And what is your
boxes say?
Well, just made it looks like a new all-time high.
Right.
And
nice bait.
So actually it gave a buy signal at 50. And now it's run up to 56.
Right.
So I would have to say I would only if I was going to buy it, I would reevaluate. I'd use the 50, you know,
as a pullback.
Yeah, as a pullback, yeah. Or as a below 49 as a reevaluate. You know, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it that much room. I'm going to be on the when it touches the 20, then mm-hmm. I'll put a buy stop above the previous the high on volume. That's usually what you know the game.
Yeah. It makes more sense for how you're operating, no question about it. You know, the 200 days back at 40, that would be a long-term investor, you know. So,
yeah, I don't. The 50 is just too far back. It may not get
right.
There.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, no, that's George, a good point. Yeah. George,
hey, Willard nailed that GDX. He's got a nice little move on this thing. Remember when Willard was on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing's run really good, and the chart continues to look great. I just got out of the puts yesterday that I sold. I mean, I made a few, not much. It was successful, but he made the much more probably going long, which was a nice chart to begin with.
Exactly. So, well, yeah. Hey, I'm sure he's listening, and he appreciates the compliment and mention.
Oh, yeah, nice call, Willard.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, guys, good show. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, right now, phone lines are again wide open. We get like one at a time, which is all right, I guess, you know, as long as it's steady.
Well, you if you had more friends, they could call. I want to talk about Bitcoin.
Go ahead.
So, as I've stated before, this thing is never going to be a currency.
Okay.
If you're going to trade it, that's a different story. But
okay.
This is something that is, you know, just what we've seen today. It's below 50,000. It was at 67,000. There's 21 million alleged coins and never going to be any more. It's not going to be a currency. It is not a currency.
Right.
I listened to a gentleman on Friday. It was on Sirius. He was on CNBC mm-hmm. Friday morning. I couldn't catch his name.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy like studies all these different things, mm-hmm. and he just reinforced what I had thought that it's not going to happen.
You liked it because he agreed with you. If I can send you all sorts of experts who are saying definitely it will be. All right.
Can't, it's too volatile.
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
Does matter.
It's like people. You know,
let's make a bet.
Let's make a bet. If you're a
20 years in 20 years, you're saying it'll be a currency. 10 years, who knows if we'll live that long? But
it all depends.
Just admit I'm right.
No, I won't admit you're right.
Okay, we'll continue.
I mean,
it's too volatile. I like the idea
Jamie
that people
Dimon
can trade
believes
it.
It's going to be a currency.
He's taken. That's like you taking a penny and
right.
putting it into
well,
it for Jamie
go.
Dimon
well,
to do
well,
it.
Whatever. Not, there you go.
You can do it as a speculation, but it's not going to be a currency. Yeah. They're
okay.
doing it because they're getting
right.
pressure.
Whatever. All I know is that what happens with Bitcoin, and every year there's a 40% drop, approximately 40% drop in Bitcoin, and it's a buying opportunity. All right. Okay. Of course, this year, a 40% drop would be down to 39,000. Right. So.
And then people, you're not going to buy it. You think you're going to buy
No, I know, but you don't.
But you don't buy it.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm right.
I'm glad you agree with
well,
yourself.
Well, also, when
you're agreeing
you use
with yourself,
it, yeah. when you use it, what? It's a capital gain.
Well, there's a lot of things.
And, of course, with the idea that they're supposedly going to raise the capital gain taxes.
Well, that's what's been hurting the market right now. That's what's been
the
hurting.
The market for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Plus, on top of that, you know, they're talking about trying to catch the money launderers, you know. So there's a lot of things going on. But usually these things create buying opportunities. So not that, you know, I'm not in Bitcoin. I as I said, I like Ethereum better, you know, but it's affected by Bitcoin. So that's the way it goes. Anyway, well, you're going to keep listening to us to argue about Bitcoin and
we're discussing
cryptocurrencies, right?
In the meantime, somebody on the chat box wants to know what you think about JetBlue. JBLU closed at 2028. I don't know if he or she owns it or wants to buy it. It came with a question mark. So take it for what it's worth, Peter.
Everything you have to take with what it's worth and everything you have to take with a grain of salt. And don't believe everything, you know, that you hear. And see, and a lot of times, like you, people glom on to things that agree with them. You know, so what can I tell you? You got to look at both
it's
sides of it.
Being a human.
Remember Socrates, right? He had the questioning.
Socrates.
You always question it, okay?
Socrates. Yeah.
You have to question everything, even what you believe. Right now, we're going to go to what? JetBlue. JBLU.
Close at 2028. This is an airline, as I understand, Peter.
Is it really?
And they have a terminal in JFK.
I may have flown them a couple times. You know. Well, it didn't say whether they're looking to buy or sell or whatever.
I explained it while you were
retiring. You're up in resistance.
It's a question mark. I don't
I mean,
know.
You're up in resistance right now. But you've got a potential. Take it for what it's worth. Price target based on the chart of 30, which is pretty decent. And you've got, you know, the 50-day, it's right back down at the 50-day. And the 200-day is at 15, okay? So
that's a range.
Yeah, that's a range.
Why does FinViz have a target of 2179?
Because I don't think they use the charting thing. I don't know how they come up with theirs.
Okay. Yeah. Someday we should
Stock
look
Charts
that.
Comes up with a target.
That means you should.
FinViz, I think, goes based on the analysts or something.
Oh, yeah. Could be. That's a that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, thank you for that.
I got
that's probably one of them.
At least, no, I appreciate it. You got to give me a chance to say anyway. You know. Yeah. So. But you know, it's right up against resistance right now. I mean, the airlines. You know, they're talking. They're getting booked like anything. I mean, there's bookings all over the place. Christmas is forget it almost. You know, and
who celebrates Christmas?
You know, so as long as. You know, people believe and there's evidence that COVID is somewhat under control. And the problem is that there's all sorts of variants coming out now, you know, that could make things worse again. Okay. So you got to be aware of that.
Well, I've been sitting next to you 3 feet from you and that's just our normal.
I'm immune.
We haven't gotten sick.
I'm immune.
It's because you're an alien.
No, that's because I take all these weird supplements. But anyway...
it affects your sense of humor because you think you're funny.
What are we talking about?
JetBlue.
JetBlue.
And your supplements.
I think we ought to start the show all over again.
You take a lot of supplements. I probably take 14 different supplements.
I do too.
Yeah.
Wait until you see when we go to breakfast today. I have a pill box.
No, I understand. I don't do that. When
no.
I go, I take them at night usually, but I take some.
Yeah.
But my wife, after dinner, I go in there and I'm in the bathroom for like 5 minutes, taking the open, shutty. I got a handful of them. It's just
Well, we better get back to JetBlue.
No,
so
I'm sure.
So I do your research into that.
Yeah.
I mean, you are up in the resistance. You know, it could fall back to 15 possible, but you're sitting – you know, essentially on the 50-day where it could rally up from it, you know. So
right.
You have to make a plan.
No
dividend. If you really like it, you think it's a, you know, reopening play and, you know, you might want to nibble a little bit, And you know, if you're a longer term investor, as long as it stays above about the 15 area, mm-hmm. you know, you're okay. And if it went below that, you'd reevaluate. Okay.
Okay.
Where are we going now?
We could go to Art in New Jersey if you
want. I was gonna. You brought up pills. I brought up pills, and I was thinking of a story where they say, "What happens when younger people get together? What do they talk about? Usually their family, their kids, and like that. Older people, what do they talk about? Their medical problems.
I just had this discussion with somebody the other day.
Exactly. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We'll go to Art in New Jersey.
Oh, great.
First, you have fans out there, you know, right?
You got a fan club.
Yes. I was going to say, I want to give Jim from Derby a thank you for referencing, giving me information on the Bank of America.
There you go.
There you go. What you ought to do is get on YouTube and start getting followers. You know.
That's right.
No, I read a lot of people on YouTube, but I don't get on it.
Okay.
I mean, I just watch.
Right.
Art's more into TikTok.
Yeah, well, TikTok, my watch doesn't TikTok yet.
All right.
Okay, now.
Okay.
This show is denigrating very quickly.
Yeah.
First Peter said that, Art. I think you're very funny.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Credit Suisse. Now, I know that's international bank, and it is
Credit Suisse, right.
52-week is 733 to 1495, and I imagine it's low probably because the problem you were mentioning on that Arpegos.
Yep.
Well, they lost $6 billion. It's all because of that, and they obviously have oversight problems.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They don't have the...
But this is perfect for you because it's so low.
Yeah. It seems to be about in the middle. It's about 1045, you know, about the middle of the 52-week range.
Well, where's the symbol on it, though?
CS. Credit Suisse.
That was too simple. In the old days, you used to be able to do that with almost every symbol, you know.
Well, that was back in the old days.
That was back in the dark
1998.
Ages. Dark ages. You know?
Anyway.
Yeah, well, telephone got a T, right?
You know? Right, yeah. I mean, a lot of Procter & Gamble is PG, right?
We're going to go through all of these?
Yeah,
you
can
answer his question. Oh,
let's
my God. This is what I have to deal with, Art. This is what I have to deal with.
You're lucky. Yeah, very lucky.
Oh, yes, I am lucky. So 729 is a 52-week low, 1495, call it 15. Yeah. Is a 52-week high. Yeah.
Well,
what is it? The box method is a way of determining.
Yeah, what's a box, Pete?
What's a box?
Well, the box is up and down.
Depends whether it's cardboard or plastic.
You look at that when you check the technical aspects.
We're really what he's doing. We're really off the deep end here.
He's working his box right now.
Is he allowed to say that?
I said it. There's something wrong with that. I see you
somebody
switching
will find, somebody
the boxes.
Will find something wrong with that.
The problem is that all I know is I'm moving to California. I'm voting for Caitlyn Jenner for governor. So
didn't you ever hear that Who song? You know.
Oh boy.
Okay. So
were there gummies in those things you were taking?
Potential support is 950, right?
Right.
And where is it close?
1045.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you feel comfortable, you know, most of these banks come out of their problems unless there's more, as they say, cockroaches in the woodwork there, you know.
Termites?
You know, like they say.
Cockroaches?
Where there's one cockroach, that's the old saying. There's more, all right?
Yeah.
So they just released the cockroach, you know.
Well, for a company that was supposed to be so good at oversight and protection of money and this and that, they failed miserably.
It hurt their image.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's been a long-term downtrend, you know.
You're going to see the government step in, and you're going to see one of the other Swiss banks buy this bank. You watch.
Yeah. And maybe at a premium?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do I know?
What does he know? I mean, basically, I agree with you. What do you know?
Nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to speculate and nibble with it a little, who knows, right?
Right. Yeah, the other area I was thinking of, and David touched on it, was the various Cypro currencies.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that Coinbase had opened at about 350. It was targeted that it might open at 250.
Mm-hmm.
It went up to 400.
Mm-hmm.
Something, and then it dropped down considerably, right?
291.60.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's down for the thing. Now, is that running parallel, do you think, with Bitcoin, which fell
dramatically?
Giddy up. And
yep. Giddy
up. About 51,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 49,000.
Yeah.
49 is
yeah.
the close.
Yeah, yeah. There's no, yeah, I mean, all that hit, and on top of that, they announced that they're going to set up a crypto task force.
With the government?
With the government.
Oh, I guess we'll get Janet.
But no, I forgot, like the SEC head of the SEC mentioned it. And by the way, the head of the SEC is a crypto fan, you know. So, but
give an impetus to try and.
But if you read it in detail, I think it's good news. You know, in other words, they're setting up a panel with everybody in the business, the people that do blockchain. You know, the companies that do blockchain, the companies that do everything.
Boy. Here we
go. And they're all getting together, and they want.
Let's call it a commission.
And they want to come up with some regulations, and which would be fine. You know, it would legitimize all this even more.
They're getting some of the people from the Peacebridge Commission.
Good, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Along with the Skyway Commission.
Well, they know about as much as you
and
know.
And the Thruway Commission.
They know about as much as you know.
Okay.
Anyway, so. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
I would watch it. There will be a buying opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. The one that I could get in and very cheap, which again is a, you know, a real speculation, is that Dogecoin. It just it seems like, you know, the prices.
Problem is, I don't know where you buy it.
Yeah, it's been the 52-week is from zero.
But you're in New Jersey.
0.43. Yeah.
Yeah. See, New York State, we've been through before. You know.
You could buy 10,000 shares for about $250.
Well, it's point. That is. Right. You know, yeah. You can buy another one that's a character off this, another joke.
Right.
And it's called, and it's not a recommendation, but I'm just saying Shiba, Shiba, which is another character.
Sounds Egyptian.
Yeah, but it trades at 0.0001.
Yeah, you can buy a lot for
You can buy a billion.
No. Boy, that's a tenth of a penny. Well, that's
but if it just went up to a half a cent, you know how much money you'd have?
Yeah, if you can find somebody to buy it.
No, hey, that's true. A lot of these have started out at 0.0001.
Some of them, they don't list.
But this is for speculation. Well, we're not doing crypto, but I'm just telling you.
No. And I noticed that Ethereum, which somebody I know owns, fell about 6% this week.
Sure. They all went down. Take a look. Every crypto coin got hit.
Yeah. Well, I'm not holding any of them. I'm just watching them. It's very interesting. Well, you guys have a wonderful show.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And,
you've been a big part of it, Arthur.
What?
You've been a big part of the show.
Yeah, you helped us. You helped us digress further.
Yeah,
thank you.
The posting of the stock market thing, is that of help too? You think, for people that watch?
Oh yeah, no, I think that's very good. Where you post what happened this week? Yeah, absolutely. Keep up the good work.
Great, I will.
Just remember, checks in the mail.
Right.
Okay.
All right, buddy. See
thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, if Jason will be patient for one more minute, we'll take a quick 1 minute break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Jason in Cherry Creek. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing? Good morning.
So, hey, the last plays I gave you worked out phenomenal. Remember the short-term one? Well, I gave it to you on Saturday. On Monday, it opened at 2.3 cents and sold it out. And Thursday, it 8.88.
What was that?
That was that EEENF one.
Unbelievable.
It was basically the Australian oil company that...
I remember that now, yeah. Of course, naturally, I didn't buy it.
I reiterated several times, though, make sure you do that short-term, because in penny stocks, basically buy the hype and sell the news.
Yep.
So
that's a dangerous area, to say the least.
The other one I'm still very bullish on, AABB. You guys had mentioned cryptos. I hate cryptos because they're just baseless hype. But I did like that one because they were the gold miner, remember, in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold basically out to Asia all the precious metals they mined. So they were a legit business. They finally turned profitable. They're 22 cents a share right now. And they created that that crypto market where they basically have a gold-backed crypto that just came out. And
oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, you can only buy it with other cryptos. So when you have big falls in Bitcoin and whatever other nonsense is out there, mm-hmm. they exchange it for this, and then basically they ride it back up. Why I basically called, though, is the next two plays to do, since you have a fall here on crypto, which is becoming quite obvious. I've been buying puts on Tesla. I know their earnings are coming out on Monday. They have over $1 billion exposure to crypto, which they bought at a Bitcoin at around 42,000, 43,000. So they looked good for a while, but when they got a post, and if you notice, every time in Asia, they sell out Bitcoin because they're trying to do their own, China's doing their own cryptocurrency, and mm-hmm. they're trying to discourage and, you know what I mean, get rid of the other ones. And so you're having a big, every time it goes into the overnight market, they basically sell out Bitcoin. So you're going to see a lot more downward pressure on that. And another one I love to pick on, although I see such manipulation, is DoorDash. Absolutely hate this company. It's a 40. I do. I'm sorry. It's an app. This reminds me of 1999. Okay, and it's got a valuation of like $42 billion. Now, SoftBank is the group that made this company go public, who has gotten in trouble many times throughout history on the way they manipulate stocks. And what they've been doing is they've been keeping the stock supported artificially at like 145, 150. And that's only till the insiders are able to sell their shares, which will be unlocked and available, I think, in the next, I think it's the next 30 days. So you're going to see, basically, they're just keeping it up and supported that way. And you can just tell by the buy volume. Every time I watch the volume, I'll watch, like, you know, a one share up, one share uptick, 100 share uptick, and then 5,000 share down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how the game is played on that. So they post their earnings on May 13th. And what I hate about this company, too, is they get to show a lot of revenue, but the revenue isn't theirs. It's basically all the restaurant tab goes through the business, then they take out their portion, you know? It's the only business I can think of where they're hated by their employees, they're hated by their customers, who are the restaurants, you who are forced to use them, who are actually working unprofitably. They lose 20 to 30%, so most restaurants don't even make that margin. You know, and then it's just they're absolutely hated by everybody. And I'm watching the stock just stay levitated there. So I've been buying long-term puts on that one out into June. So I suggest other people look at that one, because once it becomes unlocked, they even had the CEO and the other board members already submit to the SEC their intentions to sell. So, you know, basically...
When's it become unlocked?
I believe it becomes unlocked. Some of them already became unlocked, and I think a big portion of them become unlocked in the next, I think, 30 to 40 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and as I said, Tesla is probably the one that you're going to see a run-up on Monday, pre-earnings. But, I mean, Tesla is just not there. They have big problems with losing market share to everyone else jumping in on the thing right now. You got China, who's actually putting in a ton of regulations against Tesla because they have NIO. They're trying to promote their own local one. I've actually read that insurance companies are dropping the availability of people in China to carry insurance on Teslas. You had that little, you know, accident out in Houston or whatever, mm-hmm. which is kind of a mystery on that whole thing, how that happened, you know?
Yeah.
But
I see they say it wasn't on automatic. Who knows? I don't know.
No, they had said that when somebody ends up in the back seat when there's these horrific crashes, it doesn't mean that, you know, it could have been that they were
right,
in the front
yeah,
seat. But
exactly.
They said it wasn't.
It wasn't on.
It was not. Yeah. That's what Tesla
said. That's what they said. Right. But anyway,
The scarier part of that is you get trapped into an inferno when these lithium batteries go
off. Yeah, they said it took 4 hours to put the fire out.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have like baking soda or something.
I mean, besides the environmental problem with lithium batteries, you have that, you know, so.
I mean, I just wonder, because Tesla's known for nickel and diming their customers. I wonder if they charge their customers a cremation fee after they get
an Jesus,
accident.
No. Did he say that?
Stop what? Laughing. We're supposed to be serious this half.
I am serious.
I can see Tesla.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you.
We were going to do this half hour really dead serious.
Oh, sorry. Well, you took Peter, the wrong call.
You just blew it for us.
There you go. Peter's always looking to blame somebody. But Tesla, they put $1.5 billion into Bitcoin at an average cost of around $34,000. And they took their, I thought it was their treasury position, and just a quick Google search, I don't know how accurate it is, but they supposedly have about $19 billion in cash, so about 7% of their cash position they put into Bitcoin. So,
well, there's that company, MSTR, that put all of their cash into Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's crazy. Whatever.
So anyway, AABB, buy it long term, 2 to 5 years. That thing will play nice.
AABB, huh?
AABB, Asia Broadband. Terrible name. I think they're actually trying to change the name because it's a gold miner. Makes no sense.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, I mean, they turned profitable. Oh, and by the way, if you buy shares of that before May 3rd, they're doing a dividend in stock. Every 45 shares you own, you get a free share.
Hmm.
So not many penny stocks do that. They're trying to uplist.
Interesting. Well, that's good. You do a lot of good research. People should pay attention, you know.
I'm just
mean whether you're right based on the research is one thing, you know, and you were last time, and you do real in-depth research. So
nice. Yeah, the only thing that's keeping AABB down is there's actually a decent-sized short position on it.
Okay.
So I believe Jane Capital has, like, almost a 30% short position on the company. You know what I mean? There's just that one company. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to charge you, though, for using my patented word so often there.
Which one?
Anyway.
I guess I do say that a lot. But anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later then.
Okay. Good hearing from you. Have a good weekend. Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Very easy to get in right now. If for some reason you don't want to talk on the radio, you can go to our chat box at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archive. Click on Chat, and you're all set.
Nothing there.
Nothing on the chat box either. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Well, I did have a couple things. I could tell a joke. You want to hear a joke?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. I guess we're supposed to be serious, you know.
Yeah, come on. Let's try and do this the right way.
Last week, I wanted to bring up an interview with the person who took over the First Eagle Funds. Used to have that legendary, everybody's legendary, you know, but legendary Jean Marie Yves Villard. And he took it over 1 week before the collapse of Lehman. Perfect timing, right?
Lucky guy.
Yeah, but he's done very well. And I'm not going to read, you know, what the interview was, but from the interview, and you should take a look at the book or last week's Barron's, because he had some really great points about how you should think about investing, you know. And I think he said, The book is Richer, Wiser, Happier, How the World's Greatest Investors Win in Markets and Life. And actually, that was done by somebody who interviewed, you know, the different legendary investors, and he happened to be one of them. So I would look up that book as, the Barron's article from last week. Very fascinating, to say the least. What else? Right now, let's see, what's the strongest sector for the year? What would that be?
It's not Bitcoin.
You got Bitcoin on the brain.
It's not cryptocurrencies.
Retail is still the strongest sector, up 44% for the year. And guess what the second strongest is? Home builders. They're staying the same. And energy has been the third strongest, up 27.7%. So, you know, this energy's been hit recently, but it looks like, with the summer coming and theoretical opening
of the economy, which is booming anyway, so I don't know why, you know, but anyway.
Yeah, I went by a restaurant. When I come in on Saturday, depending on which way I come, there's a certain breakfast, lunchy restaurant on Bailey Avenue. The parking lot was packed. It looked like it was a used car holding lot for something. I mean, it was packed.
Really so packed.
I don't know if there's a, you know, it was too early to be a funeral breakfast.
Well, there's still, and which is surprising because I've been in some places where they're relatively empty and there's still a lot of people afraid to go out and eat, you know, in a restaurant.
Well, I've never used DoorDash or Uber Eats or any of those things, but apparently a lot of people do. I don't know. I don't know how they work. Jimmy, do you know, our producer, our young producer?
Oh, I know how it works, yeah.
Yeah.
They take a cut from the restaurant, and one of them takes a gigantic cut, you know, like 20%, 15%, something like
so
that.
Yeah. So if I order $10 worth of food at XYZ, that's it?
Yeah.
And then you tip the driver type of thing? Yeah. Uber drivers, Uber Eats, and DoorDash, Jim?
Yeah, I think that's just a tip thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
But isn't the food cold?
I do not like takeout at all, okay, because it's always cold by the time you get home, you know.
I think I ordered Uber Eats yesterday.
Did you?
And it was warm when it got here.
Yeah, but they must keep it in something then.
But you're a celebrity, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I ordered from a restaurant Peter doesn't like. Chipotle.
It's a long list.
What's the first letter?
Chipotle.
C.
C. We all know what that one is. Their food may be good. Their restaurants are dumps. Okay.
But I didn't even have to go in.
I've never been in one.
Yeah,
so.
You ought to go in one. It's beyond imagination. But
I
anyway.
I could eat it there, but my wife doesn't.
Yeah. But anyway, back to stocks. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And what's interesting, you know, the strongest index this year, you know, of the major ones, if you go to S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, and the Russell for the small cap is the Russell, you know. Yeah. Small caps are up, looks like about 9% somewhere, not 9, 14% for the year. Also, what's interesting is the Dow and S&P are doing better than the NASDAQ, right?
Yeah, it was reversed last year.
Yeah. And they're both up, which is unusual, almost exactly the same.
Yeah, 0.4%.
Yeah, difference.
And the Dow's outperforming.
Yeah. The Dow's outperforming, 11.74%. S&P, 11.43%. And the NASDAQ's at 9%. So, and then if you look at the small cap value and growth, it's switched too. You know, all year the value was way down, even negative at times. You know, now the small cap value is up 14% for the year, against the growth, which is only up 8% for the year now.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I've said on the show that you know, you have to be in a little bit of everything. You know, not everything, but a little bit of different, some values.
We call it
growth.
Diversification.
Well, people think they're diversified sometimes, but they're not. Okay. They think if you own 50 stocks, you're diversified, you know, maybe
plus,
not.
The other thing that is hard to do, unless you're in a managed program, is to do rebalancing. I do it in my accounts on a quarterly basis. Yep. It's worked out tremendously over the last several years. And it's hard to do.
It is very hard to do.
That's why you got to have managed. But no, I mean, there's a great deal of money going into our treasury bonds, Pete. That's what appears to be driving the price down. I think it was a lot of speculation that drove the yields up and the prices down, but I don't have any proof of that. But
well,
just,
technically, what is kind of weird is, I mean, based on what we have, a booming economy, okay, yield should be going up.
With low well, that's old school, buddy.
Well.
Buddy. That's
old
so
school.
2018, buddy.
Well, but that normally, 2018, that's old school.
Forget about it. It just really, it's just doesn't happen anymore. We're not having any inflation. Now.
But that's baloney. That is total baloney. You ever go
to
the grocery store?
So if it doesn't go the way you think,
no,
it's
you go
baloney.
To the grocery store lately?
No, I understand. There are certain things that have gone up, and we're going to see increases.
But see, it used to be the reason they took gross
food
out of the consumer price index is it was so volatile.
Right.
But this time around, it's steadily up. you know. And I think it, this time is different, you know.
Well, for those people that were lucky enough to get stimulus, they can spend a little more for the milk.
Yeah.
You know? But you also, you've got a lot of places you can shop around. They have to be extremely price sensitive because any bit of an increase in the price is going to send them to the competition.
And maybe. Mm-hmm. You ever see Wegmans parking lots packed? Do you ever go in and see the prices?
Yes.
People don't shop around. Well, they go to Wegmans.
It's quality. There's a lot of people that don't shop at Wegmans.
Well, believe me, every time I pass Wegmans, there's tons of people.
Sophisticates like you, Peter, that
right.
shop at Wegmans.
No, I mean, I don't go there.
You just know.
I go there. Yeah, I go to buy my lottery ticket there, which hasn't done anything for me. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And I think there's this, I can't think of it, I don't know if it's All-Star Charts is the website, J.C. Peretz, P-A-R-E-T-S. Young, but a very good technician.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go, I think it's either allstarcharts.com or look up J.C. P-A-R-E-T-S. You get a free letter from him almost mm-hmm. every other day or so, mm-hmm. covering what he thinks, and he's been right all along. And now he had been very bullish, and now he says what you really have is a messy market, okay, and you know, and it is
not the boxer messy.
It's a messy market, and I think mm-hmm. that's a good way of saying it because things just keep bouncing around back and forth, you know, and you had a collapse in a lot of the blockchain stocks and so forth. And a good part of that, too, was you got to remember those algorithms are out there and they're looking for certain words, you know. Mm-hmm. And you come out and you say, you know, capital gains tax, or you
boom.
Say boom.
Right.
Yeah. So that, you know, kind of makes things a little more dramatic than they normally would be.
Right. And the other thing I think that's keeping yields down is that, you know, Europe isn't out of the darkness of COVID. I mean,
it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, we're so much further ahead. Even Canada, Pete, I mean, they don't have the vaccination rate.
Right.
And there are certain states. I have a relative who lives in the state of Massachusetts that cannot mm-hmm. get a vaccine.
Yeah. Right now, we're going to go to Craig. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay. How are
good,
you?
Thank you, sir.
Very good, very good. Question about Teradata, symbol TDC. I saw that it ran up a few months ago, settled back down into a base, and then it spiked up recently on news that they're going to report earnings, and they gave some positive preliminary information showing some really good numbers coming out. What are your charts show on that?
I'll take a look at it. Teradata.
Close at 52.18.
Yeah. Well, this with a grain of salt, you know, based on the charting method, the price objective is 84. After having that big pullback, you know, from what is it looks like 59 down to 38, tremendous rally back up, and pull back a little on Friday, it looks like, but closed at 52. 50 days at 42, quite a ways up, now quite a ways down below where it is. Yeah, I mean, the actual buy was at the 46 area. Now, do you own it or are you looking to buy it?
No, looking to buy it.
Okay. So, you know,
you missed
as,
it.
As we always say, you know, you know, look into it and see how comfortable you feel with it, okay?
Sure.
And, you know, if you want, it's just had a run from 39 up to 53, 14 points, so halfway back it'd be 46. And if you feel really comfortable, you could always nibble a little, you know. And then if it does pull back to, say, 46 or 42, you could add some more. It may not even do that. It'd be nice if it turns around the other way, yeah.
Yeah, I think the earnings come out in another week or so.
Right.
But they already said something positive about that.
They pre-announced. They came out and said what they were going to be.
Right. Okay. I do have one more if you have time.
Sure. Yeah.
The Chinese automaker, NIO, N-I-O. What are your thoughts on that one? I think that just started moving up within the last few weeks.
Yeah. May 6th, they come out. TDC comes out with earnings May 6th.
It's amazing.
But there'll be no surprise with that.
So. Well, hopefully not.
No, there won't be.
Obviously the stock's been in the big downtrend for a while now, after hitting a high up in the 66 area.
4108 on NIO.
Yeah.
Close.
And it's interesting, though. I mean, have you looked in? This company was doing something novel where they rent the batteries out or something.
I just heard that. Yeah. I did own it briefly last year.
And yeah.
I didn't hang on to it long enough like so many other stocks I owned in 2020. Sold them out too soon. Most of them at a gain, but, a couple of small losers like Peloton. But anyway, I was hearing something on CNBC.
Well, China, as somebody just mentioned, is pushing this stock, right? That's why the other guy wants to short Tesla,
Yeah, I did hear that, sure.
Yeah. So, right now, it did get down to 32, rallied to 46, came all the way back to 34. So you expect a lot of volatility. I do a little more research, and they have a couple of novel things going for them, okay? So you might want to nibble a little. The real buy signal would be at 43, and then you might have something, a little more confident going. But if you wanted to take a little bit of position, no problem, And actually, if it went to... let's see, the 50 day is at 43, so you'd like to see it above that, so.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
You're quite
it.
Welcome. Thank you very much for the call. Okay, we're down to the last minute or less. Always keep a little powder dry. Try to be objective about everything. He doesn't like Socrates, but should always ask questions and question things. That's how you find out things.
Always. That's how I found out that Bitcoin's not
get out of
be
here.
A currency. I questioned it.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm sorry I brought it up. But
prove my point again.
Goodbye. We're done.
Until
next
weekend.
Week. Have a good week.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Sapristan and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Sapristan Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Sapristan Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.